Thank you for choosing Nigga Moss Collections. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name, please?
Hi, John Messeter.
Can you verify your address and email address?
4970 Jackson Avenue, Webster, Minnesota, 55088, johnmessiter7@gmail.com. Hello?
I'm here, sir. Mr. John Messender, Messender, Messeder, Jackson Avenue, yeah. Webster. How may I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to go through a couple of my accounts if I could. I'll start with the first number if you're ready.
I have the account. I'm going to click on the first one and I'll tell you which one it is. It's the Ecto. How may I help you?
Which one is it?
The Ghostbuster Ecto.
Oh, okay. What's the status of that? Because I haven't gotten anything in quite a while. Still waiting on a certain kid or something?
I'm waiting on the account to load, sir. 1 second. For the Ghostbuster, you're getting 12 per round, correct?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second. Doesn't tell me that anything is out of stock. I do see that you haven't received anything since November of last year. They got your next date scheduled for tomorrow if those 12 are in stock. It doesn't say if 36 is out of stock or 39 is out of stock or anything.
Okay. Can I put a temporary hold on that one?
Sure. How long do you need to hold? 30 days, 60 days, 90 days?
60, please.
60. Today's date is
yes.
January 24th, then February 24th, then March 24th, then February, March. Give me 1 second, okay? Okay, I got your Ghostbuster actor on hold until March the 24th. So you want to go with the next
Okay.
account?
Yes, please.
The next one is the Star Trek Enterprise D, sir, and this one is on hold. This one is on hold until February 4th.
Okay, for that one, I want to cancel that one.
On Star Trek Enterprise D?
Yes.
And the reason you changed your mind?
Money.
Okay,
Financial.
that's fine. Give me 1 second, okay? So I can send you a confirmation email. 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, I canceled the Star Trek Enterprise D. We'll go to the next account. I did send you a confirmation email, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, for the DeLorean, number 8 is out of stock. That's causing a hold up on your order.
All right, I'd like to cancel that one for now, too.
Okay, and financial reasons.
Yes.
1 second. Send you another separate email for the DeLorean. 1 moment.
A quick question for you.
Go ahead with the
Am I
question.
able to restart at some point if I wanted to at the
Anytime,
same number?
anytime. And you'll always pick up where you left off at. You won't have to start it over from the beginning.
Okay, great.
So the DeLorean has been canceled. The Enterprise D has been canceled. The Ghostbusters on hold to March. Now we down to the James Bond account.
So back on October 30th, I requested another pack three because I had a scratch on the paint, and I haven't seen it since. So I was wanting to see what's going on with the pack three and when my next shipment would be of my normals.
Did you put a request in or call to say that you didn't have number three?
I emailed on the 30th of October.
October. Now you know that you're on shipment seven, don't you?
Well, I'm not sure of the number, but the pack three, they didn't have it. They wouldn't honor. So basically, when you put together the James Bond car, it's the only one that's really out of order. So I didn't need pack three at the time that I received it. So by the time I opened it and found out it was scratched, I had already had it longer than 30 days. So I was going to pay for it, but I think it was out of stock.
What numbers does that, what parts does that consist of, sir?
One, two, and three, and four. It was the very first, from the very first order.
The very first one only is one and two. That was the $1.95 one. Pack
Oh,
number
okay, then it
two
was.
had three,
Yes, number two then.
three, number two had number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You had eight in there. But you had four in there. You
Okay.
had 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You had eight in there in that package.
Okay, it was only pack three that had a scratch, and I
Okay,
tried to see if I.
just part three. Not four or not five and not six, just packet number three. That comes with 3A, 3B, so on and so forth, correct? If we send you
So
part three got part 3A. When you open up that package, it got, if you open up just package three, it got package 3A, 3B, 3C, 3D, 3E, 3F. If you put open up five, it got part 5A, part 5B. So you need packet three.
I'm confused because each packet has its own number. I don't
Right.
see
So,
packets. It's A, B, C, and D.
okay, it's all in. You get a package, $10.90 a pack, sir.
Right. Okay.
So you're missing one $10.90 package, but it's part number three.
Well, it's pack three.
Well,
It's
pack
just a
three. And whatever's in pack
hood.
three, it comes with pack three.
Right, which was just a hood, I think. That was it.
Okay, because I don't know what come in the pack, but let me see if somebody put a request in for you, okay? Give me one second. One moment.
I know they did.
They did or they did not?
They did.
Okay, the system will tell me. It'll have a date in there.
Yeah.
Just give me one second. I have to load it, okay? One moment. I'll place you on a brief hold. They put another request in for you on January the 4th, sir.
So,
hello?
It's still been 3 weeks, but what's going on with the part?
That part is going to be on hold until we do our inventory. Our 2022 inventory has came in until they're completed with our yearly or our annual warehouse inventory. No one is going to get any shipments for reships until they update what's going to go out and what we have coming in. So after this month, things should pick back up.
So when is it supposed to start back up?
And sometime in February, like the next week or two.
Do you know if that pack is not in stock and I'll just have to wait for that? Because before they told me it was out of stock back in November.
Yeah, it probably was out of stock, but I'm showing the reship on it says it cannot be reshipped again until we process the reship that's already been confirmed for January the 4th. So it's not going to let us make any changes until they send you that one. And the only way we'll know is when the warehouse scans it in, they'll automatically send it to you because the request is already at the warehouse to send out that shipment 3.
Okay.
The warehouse knows what to send out.
All right. And how about the next one after that, or my eight pack kit order? My next normal shipment.
They got you scheduled for tomorrow. Let me refresh and then make sure I'm not missing nothing, okay? 1 second.
All right.
And we were on the James Bond account, correct?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't tell me anything is out of stock. They have a schedule date for 125. However, if anything out of that 8 is not in stock, then they're not going to charge you until it becomes available.
But does the same thing apply? They're not going to send anything until after their new inventory, which is sometime in February.
Yes, if something is out of stock, that is correct.
No, I mean, even if it is in stock, if everything's in stock.
Because, I know they're – go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was just confused. If the other one's in stock, I got to wait for the inventory. But if everything is in stock for this one tomorrow, do I still have to wait for – this end of year inventory? Because
no,
said
sir, you don't.
Being...
You don't. Those are for reships and people who put in for reship requests. And the reason I say that is because I just looked at someone else's order and they got charged today for their shipment.
Okay.
So people are starting to get charged. So you'll know by being charged. If we charge you, that means you're going to get it.
I've seen the charges come in several times in the past in the past couple months. And then it never, gets the pre-authorization, and then it never goes through because it was out of stock.
If we charge you and you get a pre-authorization from us on the subscription, you're going to get the item. We'll never charge you, and then it goes away because it's an authorization home because we didn't have it. If we charge you, you're going to get the item.
It's happened to me several times.
Okay,
I got the pre-authorization, and then the charge went away because it was out of stock. And I said, I saw the charge, then it disappeared. Well,
the only time I know that happens is if is a eShop order, but for like a subscription, I've never seen that happen.
It was on, it was for a, what do they call that? A buy up or the, you know, the load up offer.
Yeah. The load up, that's optional. We, when we do the load up, it tells us as the terms and conditions, hey, you want to do the 8 or the 20 or the 24. Note that right. Your card will have an authorization hold on it. See, once we put in 8 or 12 or 24, we don't know how many other customers throughout the day have done a load up. So when it's time for them to ship it to you, if something is out of stock and they can't send you that many, that charge will go away. The load ups are is something totally different. Yes, they do have an authorization on that because that's like a some kind of program thing where if it's available, you can get it. But if they're once they do the inventory alert to process the payment, if all 8 or all 16 or all 24 is not in stock, then they can't charge you for it. But like your regular subscription, if we charge you for it, like your regular amount, the 8 or 12, that way without the load up, because you're not on the load up on this. This just the quantity is 8. This is not that special. Right. It is never going to charge you if we don't have it. So if we do charge you tomorrow, just know that you're going to get 8. And if you do not see a charge tomorrow, just know that it'll be early February.
Can I double check the credit card I have for the James Bond?
Yes, sir. The card we have on file, it is a 6357, expired on 11/25.
Okay, can I update that card, please?
Sure. Just 1 second. The system will tell me to ask you for the card number when they remove the old one. Just give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready for the new card number.
Okay, it's 5586-9300-5083-6377.
Expiration date?
0424.
And the security code?
836.
You say 826?
836.
836. Okay, that's a MasterCard. Yep. That's 5586-9300-5083-6377. Expiration date is 424. Security code is 836.
Correct.
Just one moment. Okay, so your James Bond has been updated, and again, if you do see the charge on the new card we just updated to, that means you will receive your items. We have put your Ghostbuster Ecto on hold until March 24th. We have canceled your Star Trek Enterprise D. I'm waiting on the account to come back up.
And canceled the DeLorean.
Yes, and we did cancel the DeLorean, and we sent you a confirmation email, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate all the help.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling in. Have a good day. Thank you for choosing Sigma's Collections. Mm-hmm.